Sally, why don't more people want to be letting and estate agents?
Do you know what? It's one of my biggest missions in life is that, and I have this vision, Chris. Can I share my vision with you?
Share it with the world.
I have this vision that 10 years from now, children will grow up and go into college and walk in and ask to do a lettings and an estate agent course. That's what I want. I want people to grow up to want to be a letting agent.
Can we bring the people in the white coats, please?
But you know,
You sound crazy, woman.
I know I am crazy. But what I'm saying is, look at America. People highly respect and look up and highly regard estate agents in America. They are like the creme de la creme. Here, we're down there with traffic wardens and criminals
as
and
high as that.
Thieves. Yes, yeah, so,
how do we change it?
I think regulation is going to be a big thing. I think that agencies need to be regulated, the industry needs to be regulated to make sure that there is this professional sector, this professional level, this recognition that they've actually gone through some process to be letting it. That's got to happen, that's got to start. That will naturally clean up the market and make sure that anybody who isn't doing things properly is out of the game, basically. So that's got to be the first step. The next step is we've actually got to start taking pride in what we do. I mean, I feel sorry for that, Chris. I do a lot of press interviews, and the attitude that comes back is like, you just photocopy a bit of paper. All you do is this, you're just ripping people off. On social media, the amount of hate
I get. Sure you do, you put a board in the ground, chuck it on right move, press the button on your CNR system.
I get called everything on social media. You greedy avarice, all you do is steal off tenants, you steal off the rich, you supporting these landlords. Landlords would rent out their houses for no more than the mortgage. Also, these crazy comments come out. You know, and we are just like this pariah. The perception is we're just this pariah to the industry that nobody needs. But in reality, we are the industry that is keeping tenants safe, properties safe, and landlords safe. And what I'm seeing is with the letting agents that I'm working with, this negativity is knocking them back. It's knocking them down. They come in and almost broken. It's just like, well, I can't charge anymore. I can't do anymore. I can't work any harder. I'm not making any profit. I'm not even taking a living out. I don't know what I can do. And it's like, let's have a look at you and what your value is. What are you doing? And it's in that breaking down of what you actually do, you start to realise what you do for people.
We do an awful lot, don't we?
Massive. We save lives. My honour presidential speech, I actually said, we save lives. I know in this room of 500 agents, we have saved thousands of lives because we insist on smoke alarms, we insist on gas certs, we insist on properties being maintained safe. We do it properly.
Do you think we don't love ourselves enough?
We don't love ourselves enough. We don't respect ourselves enough. We don't recognise what we actually do. And that's the biggest challenge letting agents have. When we start to respect ourselves and we start to say, no, you're wrong, this is what we do, that's when the industry will start to respect us.
How do we do that as an industry? Is it one by one? Is it ALA? Is it... what is it?
It is education. It is educating the landlords as to what we do. It's educating the tenants as to what we do. It's educating us. If we're not educating ourselves and our own teams, how can we educate them? So it's got to start within, hasn't it, Chris? It's got to start with, first of all, us recognising the huge amount of work we do. 170 pieces of legislation. We've got to understand what we do. We then need to train our teams of that. Our teams will then train our landlords of that. We start doing more on social media, like what you're talking about, and getting this content out, that we train our tenants on that. The industry regulates us and pushes up. I can see it coming. I can see it, Chris. We're there. We're there.
Oh.
10 years from now, the light is there. People saying, I want to be a letting agent.
We need to set on a mission to change.
Mission
letters.
To Mars. Absolutely.
Do it. Well, one step at a time. Each agent needs to love themselves, recognise what they do, and I'm sure you can help them on their way, and there's plenty of other people out there that can help them as well.
Absolutely.
Sally, you've been an absolute star.
Thank you.